This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Human destiny on the line. Will humanity awaken before it's too late? I don't know. It's up to you, isn't it?
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I wrote that liner about 5 years ago, and since then we've regained the state to a great extent. Neocons are kicked out. The leftists are battling to maintain their beachheads. And we are launching attacks at the spiritual level with patriots all over the world pushing for a pro-human future, from Brazil to Japan, from South Africa to Italy. The fight is now on, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. So, yesterday, I began the broadcast with the chemical and biological war going on against the human species. Because if you look at everything going on, this is the main globalist attack. And it's the main thing I've been told on record and off the record. You've seen it all in the news. Jones has been taken off all the platforms because he's being mean to transgenders. So they take one group, they brain damage them with chemicals, they sterilize them, children they target. Then if you try to help them, they say you're being mean to the wonderful transformation that's happened. And then once they've set that precedent, they roll out with all the other chemicals in the food and water that will completely sterilize the entire population. So like a parrot or an owl will reach over to a branch that's about to get on and put its beak on it to test the perch. They're testing the perch right now. The globalists, when they see big crowds of people, or when they see big happy families, they're not happy themselves. They see that as someone they want to exterminate, someone that's eating into their food. The globalists created the fiat currencies. And to do that, they had to debase everybody else's savings. But then they look at the whole value of the world, And they look at like, well, we have more wealth than the 1%, the 0.1% than everybody else. So we don't even need these people, even though they've created the wealth and everything else. You have this imaginal digital fiat number that represents everything. So you're saying it's my planet and I stole it through fraud and it's all digital. I don't really hold it or control it. But because you exist, you're hurting valuable resources. Instead of saying, oh, we're all in this human experience together, let's not suppress technology, let's go off war, the decision has been made to murder you and your family. But see, if they march out and shoot you, the soldiers are going to say no, and they're going to see dead kids, and people are going to fight back, and yeah. Even the U.S., controlled by the globalists, who control both Vietnam and the U.S., in that experiment, couldn't defeat the Vietnamese because they were nationalist. Communism was just the operating system. But at core, they were nationalists, and they were willing to fight back. And they were a team, and they were cohesive, and you couldn't beat them, no matter how many you killed, because resistance is victory. But if they'd have been taught and had chemicals put in their water and been beguiled by Hollywood and taken over their education system, they would have slit their wrist and eased into that hot bath real fast. But the globalists knew. If they can capture America and poison us with that Satan snake bite, that we would then fall to the system as a Trojan horse, and then everyone else would then, seeking out the American dream, find that it was a nightmare, and that we had fallen, and with them, everyone else. So that's the plan on this Wednesday, November 21st. 2018 global transmission. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side to lay out the plan now taking place to sterilize your children, to give you cancer, and to steal everything you've got. It's a fact. They want to murder you. It's all part of being usurped.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You know, I wish that what we talked about here wasn't the zeitgeist. I wish that what we discussed here was not the truth. I wish that I was a liar. I wish that I betrayed you. I wish that I'd been wrong all along. The truth is, we're the most demonized, most lied about, most attacked broadcast in the world, because for whatever strange twist of fate, InfoWars is bullseye on target. Think about that. The average person is going to watch football. The average person is going to worry about their own company and their friends and having a good time. They're not going to read all the books that Benjamin Brzezinski wrote. They're not going to read Julius Caesar. They're not going to read David Rockefeller or Adolf Hitler. I was the weirdo that did it. And I suddenly saw in what they were planning was happening. I remember being a kid. My dad was into history, so was my mom, and there were all the bookshelves all over the house, even in, like, hallways, bookshelves. Books everywhere. I look at the cover. I would grab, like, The Technotronic Era in Between Two Ages by Brzezinski when I was, like, 3 years old, and I would look at it out of all the books, and I would say, oh, that's an interesting book. You know, a criminal element of government ships in the drugs and runs the child kidnapping rings. And all the rest of it. And I'd say, how do you know that? And he'd say, oh, well, when you get bigger, you'll know about it. But they believe they control the crime by being the crime. That's how they sell people. It really is to expand the crime. And all these years later, here we are. The day before Thanksgiving. And what is the big secret? There's a lot of big secrets, but if you want to understand everything from a globalist mindset, it's stealth. And if you just see people as seeds, well, you can burn a whole field. Once you have the seeds, you can replant. And you can choose what seeds you want. That's the godlike behavior. Oh, you don't deserve free will. You don't deserve a destiny. No, real leadership knows how to just wipe all these groups out because it has true vision. And that's why it should be in power, is because it is in power. So that gives it prima facie right and to rule. But the big secret that I hope people pay attention to, why the enemy now just always seeking to shut me up. If we kill him, it makes him a martyr. Let's kill his name. Let's shut him down. Let's use him as an enemy of freedom. Let's build a straw man, Godzilla, to attack the world that isn't Alex Jones, but that we say is Alex Jones. That's their plan. But what is it I'm saying? It's that silent weapons for quiet wars. Read those papers. Which is nothing compared to the real silent weapons for real quiet wars. That was just somebody in mid-level briefings that got part of it, Colonel Alexander, that wrote about it and wrote books. Silent weapons for quiet wars. Killing softly. You never know who killed you. You die 10 years later, or your child dies. They've got reasons for it. Because even those that did it don't know why it happened. Silent weapons for quiet wars. So the whole science is the Earth's overpopulated, according to them, which it is because they made sure it was, so they could have more people to kill. It's more fun. And the most important thing is getting high IQ people to join with the killing at the end so that you get their souls. Because there's more levels to this than just what we're supposed to see. See how that works? So if they're going to reduce the population of Western countries 20, 30 points, they know the adjuvants and chemicals and the vaccines that'll do it. But statistically, some people are going to have bad reactions. That's going to kill certain numbers of people. So you have a secret multi-billion-dollar fund for smarter people that sue and get upset, where you make them stay in court for a decade and then give them a paltry $1 million for their dead or brain-damaged child. Because real leaders in the actuaries understand you have to break eggs to make omelets. That's their sick thinking. Oh, but they all eat non-GMO. They all drink filtered water. None of that. They have statistics. They even admit it. The ultra-rich do not take vaccines. Because there are not vaccines that have been developed that are actually meant to be therapeutic. The science of the medical system is to kill, not to heal. That's why they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath 20 years ago. But I digress, my friends. We're replacing an altruistic priesthood with a priesthood of death. And so the great secret is you don't want to shoot somebody outright out in the middle of the square, a woman, a child. Because their husbands and their brothers, even if they're not warriors, will get a gun or get a weapon and kill you. But if you have somebody else who means well, administered a vaccine, or have them mother gives them a GMO crop, then they get a disorder and they die, and no one knows what hit them. Nobody knows what ran them over. And then the satanic order, killing a child, but making him go through excruciating years of pain and fighting for their lives when you've got the cure. Oh, fighting for that life when you know you're killing them. Ooh, that's so much better than just having a bunch of witches torture a baby and cut it up and suck its blood for an hour while it cries with mommy. It's so much better to do it for a couple of years. See? And so the big secret is killing you slowly, but never letting you know what hits you. Never know what hits you. By the time it hits you, you're already dead. You're already run over. And so that's the big satanic secret. They put chemicals in the water to confuse your gender. Then they tell your child when they're brain damaged, you're a girl, you're a boy when you're not. And they just roll it out and no one knows what hit them. Because in real war, if you're like the Nazis that invade North Africa and France and Poland and Czechoslovakia and Austria and Russia, people finally line up and fight you. Now, the Russians at first didn't like the communists. They were like, oh, you're here to save us, until they thought they were being robbed and killed, and they lined up and fought. But see, if the Nazis were smart and just flew over the airplanes and sprayed chemicals that said killed you in 2 or 3 years, by the time the Germans rolled in, the Nazis, it's declassified Nuremberg. They had plans. They had smarter Nazis, same ones that came up with the space program we got. that said we should just put chemicals in the food and water that retard them and sterilize them and have a slow economic program with the European Union, and then phase two, we'll get Eastern Europe to join it, and then we'll just sterilize them and poison them. But Hitler didn't want to wait. Juncker's grandfather did. And that's why when Hitler failed, they put Juncker in charge. And we're under the Juncker plan. Doesn't matter Juncker's a drunken moron that can't hardly talk now. Doesn't matter. His granddaddy wasn't and had about 180 IQ, but was purely in line with Satan. They had SS rituals where they would bring in the best SS men, and he would personally cut their heads off so that he could then look into their eyes and connect with Lucifer. You think I'm joking? That's declassified. It's only in British wartime reports and a few others, but you can find it if you want. So remember, they want to kill you and never let you know what hit you, so you can't fight back and you never know where it came from. All of us are already walking dead. The weapons we know about are old. They've got new ones hitting us. But I thought you deserved to know who was doing it. Yes, this is 21st century warfare. This is how the devil fights. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, real warfare is not chivalrous in the 21st century. It's silent weapons for quiet wars. It's chemical, it's biological, it's cultural, it's spiritual poisoning. And it's all around you. And it's done by wicked, heartless corporations working with other heartless groups like the Chi-Coms, Juncker, and the EU to do this. And they're doing it by design. And many of their own scientists go public and try to stop it, and they get killed. We'll say, well, why haven't you been killed? Because I never worked for them, and now they don't want to make me a martyr. So they're killing my name. They're killing who I am. They're destroying me. But that's okay. Because that's what people are supposed to do if you're a man. I want to get into their biggest move to silence us so we can't warn people ahead of the acceleration, the expansion of the human holocaust that's about to happen. So we'll do that here in just a moment on this day before Thanksgiving 2018. I've talked about this, but people always say, oh, the best sales of the year are on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. No, they're not. On average, companies just increase the price before and then lower it, and then it's artificial sale. But when we really do big sales, we tell you. And this sale, the one we did like a month ago was the biggest ever. This one's the biggest ever after that because we have to sell all our inventory ahead of the year so we don't have to pay taxes on it. And as you know, they're trying to take our payment processors away. So I have the attitude of just, we're going to go lean and mean and not keep a bunch of stuff on inventory anymore. We're just going to sell everything out and sell stuff as it comes in. So these are the best deals we've ever done. Black Friday, all week long, it's going on right now. You can get water filtration for 49% off. The Alexa Pure Pro, leading competitors are $350. They usually sell for $250. They're the best system out there. At $127, they're selling to us at cost. Give it as a great gift. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Store-wide free shipping. 50% off on all the supplements. Up to 75% off other items. You know, we got a lot of great t-shirts we never promoted. And so we're selling them at cost. T-shirt costs us $6. We're selling it for basically that price. I mean, they're just the best deals ever. So thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of Black Friday week right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, the time I have left here in this segment, I'm not going to be able to do this justice, but I'm going to try. You've got a professor, a woman from Turkey, Turkey's gone pure radical Islam, coming here, part of this whole Democrat push, because I read the article, saying we're in a national crisis, nationalists are taking control from us, so we got to get them off the air, and we got to move past Alex Jones, we got to ban them all. So I'm going to read part of the article, because I never got to this a few days ago. He who must not be named... And notice it's a black hand pulling me into darkness. Oh, how liberal, how loving. What Alex Jones and Voldemort have in common? I thought Voldemort comes from the dark and grabs people. See, I'm red in the image. They're kind of telling you the truth. I got red blood like we all have. I'm angry. I'm red, white, and blue. Look, red, white, and blue, but the black hand is. So they always tell you the truth of the subconscious. Subconscious being told, we're getting your ass, America. You're not going to stop us. You bet I'm fighting for my life. You bet. That's actually what it's like. Every night when I snuggle in, the entertainment begins. But the point is, for all these witches, that she's saying, I'm the devil. I'm the devilish archetype. But in their own iconography, they are the devil. Dragging the red, white, and blue the red of our blood, the blue of the night sky of God, the whiteness of our soul, we love God, into oblivion, into us, as if we don't see, as if we don't know. They're saying, join us, or we'll take you to hell. No, no, joining you takes us to hell. So read the disgusting, filthy article for yourself. When Alex Jones crashed the congressional hearings looking into big tech platforms back in September, their censorship, Lord Voldemort kept coming to my mind. Even if you hadn't read the Harry Potter books, no, I don't read that, you probably know that almost no one in the wizarding world will speak the archvillain's name aloud. He is referred to only as he who must not be named, or you know who. In the final book, Voldemort puts a curse on his name, so that merely uttering it acts like a beacon for the wizard's crew of Death Eaters. All the globalists bring is death. But now in a curse, they're telling you, uttering the cure, Americana, God, what we support, Alex Jones is a symbol of that. No, he's the devil. But Chi-Com's back her and the censorship. And she goes on to say, don't worry, it's his last gasp. He desperately went to that congressional hearing and was on every channel and took over, as if I can't show up to all of them, as if I'm not planning that. They never even saw that move. They don't even know. I have all these moves in place, but I'm just waiting for this to play out because it's so delicious. She says that it's my last gasp. Oh, yeah, lady, we're really... I got some smart advisors, and they say, act like you're going down. I just can't lie to the audience. This is ridiculous. We're annihilating these people. And they've got some woman from Turkey who flees the evil and then comes here and gets taken into the deep state leftist and calls for me to be shut down and then puts some intimidating image out like this and literally thinks everyone's buying into this. You will be my last gasp. When you give up on me, I don't even care. Because it means we've lost. You giving up on InfoWars is like you giving up on yourself. Eager to communicate something crucial about the evil Lord's latest plan. The evil Lord's. Harry at one point blurts out Voldemort's name. Alexander Jones. Alexander Emmerich Jones. Which followers are many, many scary pages. Jones is a kind of real-world Voldemort. Oh, yeah, not Henry Kissinger, not David Rockefeller, not Hillary Clinton. Speak his name to condemn his conspiracy theories, and you draw more attention to his hateful ideas. It's like fighting fire with oxygen tanks instead of fire extinguishers. I'd actually fight a fire with oxygen tanks. It'll explode blood, all the other oxygen, and go out. The tools breathe more life into the flames. And she goes on to how she never mentioned me and how I always worked to be in the New York Times. This is the most sycophantic. The New York Times isn't even toilet paper. He's deplatformed. He's had his last gasp. He's over. But we have to work and pressure the internet to ban all other conservatives and control all information. I mean, she's literally the Voldemort saying an age of darkness to the press must come. As the Washington Post and others say, democracy dies in the dark, and they try to bring the dark. And they just do this, and it's so pathetic. And this is who they can get. This is the vassals they can get to carry this out. The truth is, it's not about me, because I want to serve my purpose and be honorable to God, so I'm a very humble person. You have no idea what you've done, and you're so ridiculous, as if my archetype is the devil. That's really funny. My archetype is just a farmer. The farmers fight.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
In the middle of this historic Election Day coverage, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joining us for this segment is George Papanopoulos, who I did say back during the time when the whole Russiagate thing started, I said he might be one of the double agents just because the story sounded so ridiculous that he talked to somebody connected to Russians in a bar in Italy, and then that made him a Russian agent, and he was, you know, pleading guilty or whatever. I said that's asinine. He's since come out and said, we know it was a setup by the leftist CIA. It's all confirmed. And indeed, he did absolutely nothing wrong. And they just later said, oh, do you remember you talked to somebody for 5 minutes in a bar and they brought up Russia to you? And then later, when you were asked about it by Mueller, you didn't remember it, so we're going to get you on lying to the FBI. So I've just set the table there of what has happened. He's been totally vindicated now, and he's had a lot of courage, George Papadopoulos, formerly the Trump campaign, to come out and say that he was set up. So I appreciate you coming on, George. Give us your take on what's really happened, the Mueller investigation, and where you see this going.
Alex, thanks so much for hosting me. It's a real pleasure. No, you're absolutely right. Look, I think I used to be patient zero, I guess, of the fantasy of Russia collusion. And unfortunately, I was patient zero because I had two problems. One, I couldn't talk for myself. And two, I had the New York Times and other newspapers create this fake narrative and false narrative around me that I was, you know, colluding. I was, talking with Russian agents. I was doing all this. Now, the only problem that happened was, or actually the only benefit that came out of this entire story for me from when I wasn't able to talk, was that everyone that the New York Times or any other newspaper dug into, for example, Joseph Mifsud, Alexander Downer, Stephen Halper, all these people, they weren't Russians at all. They were actually Western intelligence people. So it was really funny because, you know, I'd always get questions from various newspapers. Oh, can you tell us about the Russian agent, Joseph Mifsud, the professor that you just talked about? And I said, I have no real information about him because he really couldn't introduce me to anyone of substance in Russia. And then later on, I have all these new journalists come to me and tell me the guy was actually working with the MI6. And now his own lawyer is saying that the FBI was guiding him when he was interacting with me. So just to basically summarize, it's a very confusing story. In 2016, I'm on a business trip to Rome, and I meet this man named Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese professor. This professor, a month later, he drops this information on me that the Russians apparently have Hillary Clinton's emails. Now, I didn't understand what he was really, you know, talking. It was openly rumored that Clinton's State Department server had been hacked. So he drops this information on me. About a week later, Alexander Downer from the Australian embassy wants to meet with me. And during this meeting, he's recording me. He's asking me very strange questions. He's telling me that the Australians are watching what Trump is doing. The British are watching him very closely because of his support for Brexit and that he's a pariah. Now, this guy, I have absolutely no memory of ever talking about emails with him. Apparently, he created this fake story that I talked about emails with him to justify this investigation. That's the current narrative. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than anybody could possibly think, but I'm just trying to lay out the groundwork.
Let me boil it down just in 30 seconds and see if this is accurate from your own inside experience. It's very simple. They want to discredit the election of Trump. They want to be able to cover up their illegal spying on Trump, which has now all been confirmed. So they had different MI6 and CIA operatives and actual agents come up and talk to different Trump people about Russians so that they had some type of connection to people in the Trump operation and Russians, even though they were the ones instigating it and even though you were faithful to the United States.
That's absolutely right. To this day, I've never traveled to Russia. I've never met a Russian official. I don't have Russian friends, and I don't even go to Russian restaurants. So this guy, this professor, he's connected to Western intelligence. He just drops this information on me like a dangle, just so that, you know, you're caught at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing. And then I had a target on me for talking to apparently a Russian agent, and then that allowed the MI6, the CIA, and obviously the FBI to, follow me, follow the campaign.
And then they use that when they're already legally spying to parallel construct and go then open the official investigation into Trump using you.
I guess that's a story. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense to probably all of your listeners and probably to all of America. I mean, we at this moment, America is fully behind me. I'm just slowly getting this story out, and everyone is just really shocked. I mean, I know you're probably shocked.
George, I'm not shocked. I'm not at liberty to talk about it, but I reported to the FBI. They tried the same crap on me, but I instantly blew up.
No, you have to, and that's actually, you know, I had two options. One, I could have gone off into the sunset in obscurity and just bit my lip and allowed this story to follow me the rest of my life. But then, you know what I said? Absolutely not. I need to tell America the truth because this is much bigger than just George Papadopoulos. You know, I'm going to have my life moving forward no matter what. But America was always going to be duped under this fantasy that Trump was colluding or that the campaign was in the pocket of Russia. That's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. Trump had nothing to do with Russia. I had nothing to do with Russia.
And so you're Patsy One, you're Patient Zero, which not just you saying this, it's all been vindicated, it's all come out. Mueller is a known gangster, though. People he handled, like the fellow that just died, the famous Irish mobster from Boston, Whitey Bulger. These are people you don't want to mess with, and I know you probably got threatened. Are you at liberty to get into what it was like when Mueller, who delivered uranium to the Russians on Tarmac, the real agent, when he was breathing down your neck, what that was like?
No, I can't get into anything specific about my interactions with the FBI or Mueller himself, but all I can really focus on at the moment is just all the characters around that led me to be, involved in this, because I think that's the real problem. I think the lead-up, the setup that created this mess that we're all in right now, I think that's the most important thing, and I think those people who are responsible are the Obama DOJ, the Obama State Department, and the Obama CIA. So those are the people that need to get back in front of Congress, and I think Congress needs to ask them absolutely new questions now that new revelations about my story has come out, just so that America has a much more clear picture of what they were doing and why they were trying to set me up in the campaign.
Wow. What's your gut level or any of your contacts thinking that Mueller's going to try next? Because he's not just leaking that he wants to indict Stone with no evidence. They're also at the grand jury and over 50 people asking about me. That's another reason I know how fake this is. I have zero connection to the Russians.
Look, I have no idea what anything in the future is going to be. All I know is, even though it's a risk, and many people are telling me it's a risk of me going out and talking about my situation, for me, the real, jail sentence, a life sentence, actually, would be if I had lived in this notoriety as a traitor to my country. That's something I wasn't going to allow to happen. So that's all I could say about that.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. It's obvious you did nothing from the beginning. That's why I was saying, why are you at first going along with it when you did absolutely nothing? The guy talked to you and then told you about some Russian stuff that was already public news. And I mean, clearly now you're coming out against him. You're speaking out. You've been vindicated. You weren't the mole. We know who some of the moles are now. In fact, when I said maybe you're the mole, I did get contacted by people that are really insiders. They said, no, it's not George Papadopoulos. It's not him. And they told me who the moles were.
Yeah, I mean, I was, let's just say that I know of one myself. I can't talk about it publicly yet. I think Congress probably is going to disclose that at a future time. But if I knew of one, and you're talking about certain, there are probably many in the campaign. I mean, there were many eyes around in 2016, and they weren't there to help Trump. I mean, I think they were really there to keep a close eye on him, to make sure that they had him under a thumb if he was elected president, and to have sabotaged his campaign, if he was elected president as well, so that he wouldn't face the problems he's facing today. But the guy is, he's vindicated. I mean, he has tremendous support by the American people, and he's doing great. And I just implore all Americans to vote red today.
Absolutely. George Papadopoulos, I know you've got to go. You said maybe you could do two segments. Let's just do a half a segment, because you're a smart political cookie. I want to come back and just briefly get your take on the election, what's at stake, and more. It's a George Papa 19 on Twitter, at George Papa 19. Go directly there to get what's really happening, not what they say about George. And it takes a lot of courage, folks, going up against Mueller after what he's been through. This guy has really proven his salt.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Few more minutes here. I want to get his take as former campaign member of the Trump 2016 success, his view on what's currently happening today. But you heard him say something really powerful earlier, coming out saying, I'm not a traitor. I was set up. MI6 CIA came and talked to me about Russians. They admit he never offered to do anything for Russians. And then later they go, oh, you talked to somebody at a bar a year ago that mentioned Russians. And you didn't tell us that. You're like, oh, yeah, well, that guy wasn't a Russian. He was British. They admit no discussion of money, no discussion of being a traitor, no discussion of selling anybody out, no discussion of anything. But, oh, you forgot you talked to somebody that brought up Russians to you. That is insane. He said the ultimate life sentence would be being known as a traitor to your country. But here's the real traitors. The whole leftist stay behind networks of the Democratic Party and the State Department, the CIA and the Justice Department, openly trying to block Trump's agenda. We'd be much better off, even though things have already turned around, if it wasn't, you know, for them being in there. They wanted to use the state apparatus of counterintelligence against foreign countries, against U.S. citizens, and then set them up and imprison them to discredit a populist pro-America election. That adds insult to injury. So, other points on that, George, we really appreciate your courage. I really admire, you know, when I started seeing you a few months ago saying, I was set up, it's all a lie. Because let me tell you, you know, you're dealing with some very, very dangerous people. But what was the moment when you decided you had to just come out and just really get in their face?
You know what it was? Actually, you know, my wife and my girlfriend at the time and wife, she's been going public for months. And, you know, she actually knew the guy who told me about the information. And because that, the guy that she used to work at the European Union, you know, she was a diplomat in Europe. She's Italian. And she told me the guy that told you that information about Russians, you do realize he's connected to the Clintons. He's connected to the socialists in Europe. He's connected to MI6. And he's connected to the State Department. And I didn't believe her. I was an idiot. And I said, it's impossible what you're telling me. This guy was, he must have been Russian. How would he have that information? She said, you're crazy if you plead guilty. So she went public. She started defending me. And then all of a sudden, the moment that the light bulb struck in my head was during the sentencing memorandum that was written by the government about me, where they mentioned this professor. And they said that Papadopoulos helped him evade. And we don't know who he is. And he has no connections to Russia. Once I saw that, I said, this thing's an entire scam. I was set up. And I'm going to have to go on the warpath now because my reputation's on the line and the integrity of this entire investigation's on the line. And Trump himself, you know, is probably on the line in many ways, depending on how this investigation goes. So I didn't want me to be responsible for the fall of President Trump, who I admire, adore. I think he's a great statesman. He's doing tremendous things for this country. And I also didn't want America to be duped. So I just wanted the truth out there, and I said, if I'm not going to tell the truth now, it's never going to come out. It's now or never, and I just decided to do it a couple months ago, and I think it was the right decision.
Well, I got to say this right now, and I apologize to you on air, that when I saw you at first going along with it, I thought this must be a setup because he did nothing wrong. This is so stupid. But then basically the same thing happened to me, and I was so dumbfounded I kind of got in your position, and I was like, this is so unreal. Like you said, even though you're political, you're smart, you still don't believe there's that many criminals in the government and the system. When you come face-to-face with it, it's dumbfounding, isn't it?
The moment that this guy's lawyer, he has a lawyer named Stephen Rowe in Switzerland, and he went public, I think, the day before I testified on Capitol Hill, probably 2 weeks ago, and he said, everyone, the charade is done. My client was never working for the Russians. In fact, if you ever say he's a Russian spy again, we're going to sue you, meaning any newspaper. He was working for Western intelligence. So, you know, this whole thing just has blown up. This entire narrative has been upended about me involved with a Russia conspiracy. And if I was patient zero and I was the center of Russia collusion with no Russia contacts, then in my opinion, this entire thing is a fabrication.
Oh, of course it is. It's the Clintons that are knee-deep with every foreign power that will buy them. Well, let me just add this point. This is like corrupt cops who get caught sometimes in their own surveillance camera because they forget planting drugs on somebody. It's like they came to sell you drugs. They came to sell you Russia collusion. You didn't accept it, and then they bust you for taking drugs you refused to take. I mean, it's beyond that. They didn't even really say there was any Russian collusion. You just forgot that somebody a year before mentioned something about Russians. This is just insane. And now, if I'm at an event or whatever, there'll be some obvious operative walk over and go, we want to talk to the president about submarines for Taiwan. And then the Navy SEALs I'm with freak out because they realize they've already made who my security is and are opening a national security case by just who I'm with, because they already know classified info that I'm with guys that are in super classified deep submarine operations. And that's what I'm telling you, is when you realize the level, we're dealing with actual spies from the Democratic Party and deep state that have total clearances, and they're using it against all us, and we're just loyal Americans. They're the traitors.
Look, and I need your listeners and you to understand that. Like I said, I think I tweeted a couple days ago, I don't know what the Russians were up to in 2016 because I never dealt with them. But what I do know for a fact is that the British government, the Australian government, the Obama State Department, and obviously the Obama administration as a whole were all colluding together. This wasn't simply an Obama administration operation against the Trump campaign and Trump himself. He was working directly with the British and the Australians. Alexander Downer from the Australian government was part of an operation to target me and to plant this false story that I was talking about emails with him. He's come out three times and he's contradicted himself about what was actually said at that meeting. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. So the British obviously had an interest in Brexit not becoming a reality, and Trump at the time was supporting Brexit. So the British obviously had an interest to assure that, you know, they did their best to
put... Well, I mean, we always use them for illegal stuff. They use us for illegal stuff, including extrajudicial killings. That's a fact. So when they claimed that Judge Napolitano was stupid for saying that, they were just hoping the public was stupid. Please come back for a full hour soon. Come in studio. I'll send a crew to interview you. George, we admire you standing up for what's right. We know you've been proven to be correct, so I don't just believe you. I trust but verify, as Reagan said. In the few minutes we have left, briefly, your take on this historic election.
Everyone, we need to vote red today. It's imperative. We want to continue the momentum from 2016, and we want to protect our borders. We want to continue the economic prosperity. We want to lift wages. We want jobs coming back. We want security in this country. We want our identity back. We want religious freedom enacted in this country. We all need to vote red. We need to implement President Trump's agenda, because if the Democrats take control, that's all going to be taken right from us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see the numbers just like 2 years ago saying he's going to lose, we're going to lose, the referendum on Trump. Other than massive election fraud, folks voting the names of dead people, I've been predicting actually a red victory. The only question is, can we make it over the blue seawall of fraud and the Chinese government buying four-page ads in major magazines against Trump and Republicans? I mean, that's naked collusion. I want to see the shoe on the other foot. Whether we win or lose, we need to see investigations of collusion, election meddling, Beto O'Rourke, or Pedo O'Rourke, whatever his name is, you know, caught spending money to bring in the caravans. I mean, I think the Republicans need to stop being so passive and really get aggressive.
I agree. I agree completely, Alex. And hopefully everybody is motivated and energized, and they all go out and vote, because it's a historic election.
George, we'll talk to you soon. Godspeed, and let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that we have victory today. God bless.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. He was later exonerated. And I said that even before he ever came on the show, or even before he came out and said I was set up, because I talked to folks that knew the inside skinny. He just couldn't believe it. And then when they said, well, you lied to the FBI, you remember meeting with a Russian agent. And then he was so shocked when they said the British guy was a Russian agent. He said, well, sorry, I didn't. I guess I did make a false statement. Okay, you're going to prison. And then that all got dropped. But with no time served or whether, I mean, they threw that guy in jail. And then you experience it yourself. Where, hey, and a couple things have happened. And I mean, in one of the cases, I don't know anything about the submarines. And the people I was with didn't tell me anything about them. They were freaked out because what the guy specifically said was what they were involved in, and they were completely spooked by it. And that's what I'm dealing with, folks. I just want America to be run by America. I like free market. I like Ronald Reagan. I like JFK. I like Martin Luther King. I like Buzz Aldrin. I like the space program. I like the Second Amendment. I like having a good, strong nation. I believe in American exceptionalism. And I'm a loyal American. And that's why I'm so demonized, folks. This is the globalist. No, I'm mom and apple pie. My whole family's been mom and apple pie from the beginning, and they know it, and they're scared. And they know I'm willing to go all the way. And so they need to destroy Americana and say that I'm the traitor, or that Trump's the traitor, when they're the globalists, they're Hillary, they're Obama, they're the American haters. They say they hate America. So will America reject her own sons, real people that are loyal, and accept these traitors that would enslave everyone? That's the big referendum that's up on the table right now. That's what's happening. Hour two, spread the live links. Infowars.com/show. The censored show the enemy hopes you won't spread.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.